Wars on the home white or the road white jerseys, black numbers, black pants, black helmets with their jersey numbers on the sides. Concord in the Kelly green uniforms, they have white numbers with black trim. They're wearing green pants with white and black down the sides. And they have white helmets with the Concord Minutemen logo on the side. It's a perfect night for football. Winter's weather. You say, Raj, it's cold out there. Yes. The longer you play, the colder it gets, and the more glorious your season has been. And if you don't know, you just don't know. Right?
That's absolutely correct.
We used to talk about it at soccer back in my earliest days. The colder it got, the better your season went. It'll be Mason Smythe to tee it up at the 40-yard line. Mason has 41 touchbacks and 59 attempts. Two guys back deep for Concord. Brevard is on the near hash mark. And it's Thomas on the far hash mark. The run-up. And the sectional championship is underway. And this will back Thomas up to the goal line. And he stepped back into the end zone. That's an automatic touchback. And Concord will take over from the 20-yard line. First down and 10. Again, we told you when they played the first time, missed tackles were a major problem for Warsaw. And there's another stat they keep. I'm sure other schools keep it too, but they talk about it differently. It's called loafs. They want players to run to the football every play. Warsaw did not do that. Almost as many times as they missed tackles. First down and 10, Concord. They put the ball in the far hash mark. That's the closest to their sideline. Runner takes a snap, and he'll hand off to Thomas, and he'll plow forward and get good yardage. He's across the 25-yard line out to the 27. That's a gain of 7. Again, we're on the visitor's sideline, and we're not very high, so the chain gang is on our side of the field, and it's very difficult sometimes to pick up exactly how far a guy gets, so we appreciate your patience. Second down and 3. Thomas going to Purdue next year. They're going to love having him. And it's going to be a keeper by Brunner, and he'll spin around at the point of attack, and it looks like he's got a first down, and he does. They're going to give him to the 31-yard line. That's a gain of 4 yards and a first down for Concord on the opening series of the football game.
So two read options to start the game, one where he handed the ball off to Thomas, a good read there, and then the second where he faked. Our left side of the defense really crashed down on Thomas, and rightfully so, and Brunner kept the ball.
Last week, he carried it 12 times for 94 yards and two first quarter touchdowns. Brunner, play action fake this time. Looking to the near side, he's got Brevard at the 30. He slipped a little bit and gang tackling by the Tigers. And he'll go down immediately. We'll give him a gain of a yard. And that's about it. Good job by Warsaw to get on him and get him down to the ground.
Yeah, so
the longer he stays alive, the worse your chances of getting
exactly
to the ground.
Right. Exactly. Right. So good coverage down the field for us. Brunner was forced to throw to his check down there, and that's our first sign of really good tackling right there.
Second down, they gave him 2 up on the board. Looks more like 1, but that's all right. Second down, we'll call it 8. Brunner, 5 yards deep, will fake the handoff. Quick throw near side again, Brevard. He's going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4 Tigers there to stop him back near the 30-yard line. Well, if they got 2 yards on that first down play, they lost those 2 yards back, and it's third down and 10.
So that was just a bubble screen to the right there, and our defense read that perfectly. We had 4 guys as soon as he caught the ball and brought him to the ground. Great defense there.
When Warsaw and Concord played the first time, Concord struggled on third down. They were 0 for 6 for the game. And now they face third down and 10 here from the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is left. Brunner takes a snap, fakes the handoff under pressure. He's going to be hit. He's going to loft it in the air. It's going to be intercepted. Habegger at the 38, and he falls forward to the 35. Brunner threw it up for grabs, and Habegger couldn't wait for it, Andy, to come to the ground.
So that's a great example. Cam Kaufman in Brunner's face. And rather than just take the sack and punt on fourth down, Brunner chose to throw the ball just up in the air. And what an interception by Habegger. Now we've got the ball first down in their territory.
Okay, this might be weird. That's how the game started when we were here in September.
It did.
Warsaw got to Brunner, forced him to throw the ball down the middle of the field when he didn't want to. Option play up the middle, Duncan, and Duncan will get a yard or two, give him two, down to the 33-yard line. When they played the first time, Warsaw had to settle for a field goal after that interception. Haubegger with an interception for the Tigers, his first of the season. And for the Tiger defense, it is their 12th. 9 minutes to play, opening quarter. Warsaw with a great chance here early. Second and 8 from the 33. Sullivan will fake the handoff. Or no, he did hand off. And Duncan will get 2 yards down to the 30. It's third down and 5 in what is, I would assume, four down territory.
That ball looked like it was starting to come out a little bit. I was a little worried.
Well, that's why I thought Drew kept it.
Right.
Because the ball
popped
out. You
could see the ball, right?
Yeah, you could. Ball in the near hash mark. White side of the field is the right side of the formation. Egloff and Reed are both going out there. Villema is out to the near side. Right now, nobody's covering him. Sullivan is going to throw it out that way. And Villema makes the turning around catch inside the 20-yard line. There was nobody near him. If that ball is accurate, that's a touchdown.
Yeah, and good job by Villema to just catch that ball, because some of the toughest passes to catch are balls thrown at you when there's nobody on you. So credit to Taylor for making that catch.
Warsaw's first down, or first down of the game, puts the ball at the 19-yard line. Gain of 11. Could have been a lot more. Drew was so nervous about getting that ball out to him quickly, threw it behind him, and Villema made a terrific play. Three wideouts in this alignment. On first and 10 for the 19. And, oh, Sullivan fumbled the football and Concord recovered. Sullivan fumbled the football and Warsaw gives it right back with 7:38 left to play in the quarter.
Well, we've seen that. Those first couple plays, the option plays, we saw the ball. It didn't look clean those first couple snaps, either on the snap or the exchange or the handoff to the fullback. Something, it just didn't look right, and that's that third time that ball came out.
Oh, boy. You had a great chance to take the lead. The defense gave that to you. And here's a run to the left, and there's not much room there. Maybe a yard to the 20. And it was Thomas on the carry. It'll be second down and 9, and then quickly they go to the line of scrimmage. It doesn't necessarily mean they're going to snap it quickly. They just want to force you into a defensive position right away. Thomas to the right, a step behind Brunner. Takes a snap, and he will hand off to Thomas. He's got a big hole, 25-30, 35-40, 45-50. He's going to go all the way. 79 yards, Thomas, for the touchdown. There are no flags. And the Minutemen strike and take the lead, 6-0.
So that was just a play right up the middle. Now another read option, and Brunner obviously made the good call there and just handed the ball right off to Thomas. And excellent blocking by the Concord offensive line, a huge hole up the middle. And really, I don't really think any – you can't even say that there was a missed tackle there, because nobody touched him. He just ran right up the middle, and there was nobody there.
Rafa Sabas is their extra point kicker and field goal kicker. For the season, he is 43 of 45. And Brevard is the holder. The snap is good. The kick is up, and it is good. 7-0 Concord. 6:54 left to play in the opening quarter. We're back here in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. The Tigers miss an opportunity after the Concord interception pass. Warsaw fumbles it back, and Concord takes two plays and takes the lead. Now the run-up and the kickoff. And this will be Brock from the 6-yard line. 10, 15, 20, and goes down right at the 20. First down and 10 for the Tigers, down by 7.
So still a long, long game. There's plenty of game left. But, again, those snaps, that exchange has got to get a little crisper for the Tiger offense there.
Yeah, it didn't look good in either of the plays that they ran. It'll be first down and 10 Tigers. They start from their own 20-yard line, working from north to south. So the breeze that's still blowing is about 10 miles an hour, and it is at the back of the Tigers right now. Sullivan up the middle. Duncan will plunge forward. Gets across the 20-yard line to the 23. That's a gain of 3 for Brody. Second down and 7 coming up for the Tigers. Ball in the near hash mark. Duncan, 111 carries, 506 yards coming in, 4 touchdowns. Had 7 carries and 22 yards when these two teams met the first time. Second down and 7. Sullivan sets up under Antunes Brito, and now he's going to take off. He's got room. He's got a first down and more across the 30-yard line, out to the 33-yard line. That's a 9-yard gain for the Tiger quarterback. We saw that a lot here back on September 20th.
We did, and we had a lot of success doing it, especially in that first half, so I like the direction that we're going there. Drew just followed his blocks really well there, and there was a nice hole by the offensive line.
Clock running, 5:50 left to play opening quarter. Concord with a 7-0 lead. The near side stands full of Warsaw fans. The far side fans, stands full of Concord fans. Huge crowd here on this championship night. Sullivan with wings on either side. Tight formation. Takes the snap, and he will hand off up the middle, and Duncan will get a couple of yards and then get pushed back. They're going to mark him at the 37-yard line. That's gain of 4. They never really actually brought him to the ground. They just pushed him back long enough that the officials had mercy and blew the whistle. Second down at 6.
You could say his forward progress was stopped.
Yes. Yes. And they pushed him almost all the way to the Concord Mall. Second down and 6 coming up for the Tigers. Down by 7 as we approach and pass. 5 minutes left to go here in the opening quarter. Duncan behind Sullivan. Again, a tight formation. Drew takes the snap, going to pitch it back to Reed. He's got room on the corner, turns upfield at the 40, and then gets tackled along the near sideline at about the 41-yard line. So that's a gain of 4 more yards, and it sets up 3rd down and 2. And that's a play, Andy, that Warsaw was just unable to run for any success here in September.
Oh, yeah. Once we tried to run to those edges, once we got that pitch, it seemed like there were 85 Concord players ready to tackle us. So it was good to get 4 yards there. And that's the thing, too. We had that long run in the first game against them. It's not always going to happen. These body blows are what's going to win the game for us.
I have to get the ball to the 43-yard line. It's 3rd down and 2. Sullivan under center. Quarterback sneak plunges forward, spins and turns and backs his way for a first down. Oh, look at where they're going to mark him down right at the 43-yard line. That is not a good spot at all. It should have easily been a first down. They're going to put the ball right down to 43. I think it's a first down anyway, and it is.
Yep.
But he did not get – he got almost all the way to the 45. They mark it at the 43. First down Tigers, 3:50 left to play. Here in the opening quarter, Concord with a 7-0 lead. Each team has a turnover in their first possession. Concord got a 79-yard run from Jaron Thomas after the Warsaw fumble. The Tigers now trying to answer that score with 22 on the play clock. And about 3.5 minutes left on the big one. Sullivan. He's going to keep it. Oh, he slips and falls down and gets to the 45-yard line. But let's see where they mark the ball. They're going to only give him a yard out past the 44. It'll be 2nd down and more than 8 to go for the Tigers. 3 minutes left to play first quarter. Warsaw trails 7-0.
You're right. It did kind of look like he slipped there. Like, it just seems like once he tried to cut upfield, it just down.
Yeah, that right foot, he tried to plant on that right foot and go back to his right, and it just gave out on him. 2nd down and a long 8. Sullivan under center again. They run the counter play up the middle to Davis, and he gets tackled pretty quickly. He got across the 45. He's out to the 47-yard line. Actually, where they're going to mark, it's the 46, so it's only a gain of yard. It's 3rd down and 7 coming up now for the Tigers. Warsaw did have some success throwing the ball first time they played these guys. 3 out of 7 for 61 yards. Selvin's already completed a pass for 11 yards. But how big does that play look right now, where Drew had Vilma wide open, nobody guarded him? The pass was inaccurate, or he would have caught it and scored.
You could have said that was a 14-point swing there.
Absolutely. Sullivan on 3rd and 7. Option play left. Going to pitch it back. Davis got around one man, got around another, and got the first down. What a play by Sullivan, who took the hit to make the play. And Davis with a terrific run to the Concord 45-yard line. That is a first down for the Tigers.
So the quarterback's role in that triple option, it's very underrated, because you not only have to fake to the fullback, then we're going to sprint out to the left. We've got to read that defensive end. And the defensive end is on top of you. And also, by the way, got to make a good pitch.
Yes.
Tremendous job there by Drew.
And that time the pitch and the hit were literally within half a second of each other. And it was a perfect pitch. First down and 10 Tigers from the Concord 45. Sullivan is going to keep it again. He's going to back his way toward the goal line. He will get at least a yard. Give him 1 yard. It'll be second down and 9 as we approach and pass. 1 minute left to play here in our opening quarter.
Well, if you're Warsaw, you got to love this drive. Just getting after it. 2, 3, 4 yards. Just slowly but surely, keeping that Minuteman offense off the field.
That's right. Although several of them are out here playing defense. And Sullivan, and a whistle, and flags fly. Looks like it's going to be offsides on Concord. And it will be. So that'll move the ball inside the 40 to the 38. And it'll be second down and 3 coming up for the Tigers. Warsaw will take all the help that they can get.
Absolutely. That was a little bit of a hard count there by Drew, drawing, I think, 2 defensive linemen from Concord.
Could be the last play of the quarter. The play clock and the game clock are about 3 seconds apart. Sullivan, ball in the hash mark at the 38. Again, a very tight formation for the Tigers. Brock and Reed are the wings. Drew takes the snap, hands off up the middle. Duncan still going, spins away inside the 30, down to the 25-yard line. That's a 13-yard gain and another first down for Warsaw on what will be the final play of the opening quarter. Concord 7, Warsaw nothing. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.